from newstalkzb.co.nz. It's Andrew Dickens.
Now, 11:27. When we last heard from Megan Singleton, she was in New Caledonia, and she'd done the north, she'd done the south, but she hadn't done Noumea and the Isle of Pines. Megan joins us now. Hello, me. Where are you?
Oh, well, I'm now back in rainy old Auckland.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I know where I'd rather be.
Yes.
But back in Noumea and the Isle of Pines. I've actually just finished putting up my photo blog of the Isle of Pines because I just thought that was a little wee plop that you could just walk around white sandy beaches, and to be honest, I'd get a little bit bored. And but I didn't realise there's actually so much to do there. The cruise ships often stop by there, so some people will end up spending just a day if they're cruise ship passengers. But if you're travelling to New Caledonia, I would say 2 nights maybe out there is a good amount of time. And it's only a 20-minute flight out of Noumea, or you can get a ferry, but they don't go every day, so I think a flight's probably better. You can go to the old prison ruins that were built by the French convicts shipped out there in 1875. I love that sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all crumbling down, but it's still got etchings in the walls and the dates and all of that, and you kind of can relive it if you've got a guide there that sort of tells you about how many of them. 21,000 convicts were shipped out there over 33 years.
You think of Australia like that, but you don't realise New Caledonia was going through the same sort of history.
Sent to the far ends of the earth.
Mm.
The main beach there is called Kotu Beach, and it has got white sand like flour. Honestly, it's like flour, and it's not gravelly. Oh, it's just spectacular. So that'll just make everyone want to go and just lie there immediately. And, of course, it's called the Isle of Pines because of the, I'm going to try my pronunciation, Araucaria pine trees, which are tall column pines, like a Norfolk pine, but not as triangular. And that is what Captain Cook saw when he first landed there.
Oh, brilliant.
So that's fabulous. They grow vanilla, they grow sandalwood, they make essence to make perfume. It's just fabulous going all around that island. But Noumea is probably, because there's such great deals at the moment there for like 4 days, there's plenty to do in Noumea to just stay there for your 4 days.
Mm.
And a lot of the hotels there have kitchenettes, which is fantastic, because what I loved the most was going to the French supermarket, buying my gooey cheese, my foie gras, don't shoot me, my prosciutto, getting a bottle of French red wine for $10 New Zealand, and you can't go wrong with a 2011 Bordeaux, let me tell you. And you can go to the fish markets. I priced up a kilo of tuna for $14.
Wow.
So you could take all that back to your hotel if you didn't want to eat out every night.
See, a lot of families actually go to New Caledonia because they haven't got the wherewithal to go all the way to Paris. So you can get a slice of French life.
Absolutely. And in fact, you and your kids will really enjoy. I was out for dinner last night with cousins, and their kids would really enjoy just practicing speaking in French just to waitresses,
yeah,
or something like that, you know. Along the beachfront, there's petanque played by locals every night, and you could hang around or maybe have a game with them. You can take a water taxi over to Duck Island or Isle au Canard.
Doesn't it sound much better in French?
It does always.
Duck Island or Île de Canard.
Duck, you know. No, I think you canard would, yes, be much nicer. And there's lots of eating spots, so you're not stuck in a resort kind of scenario over there. So there's tons of restaurants at all the price points. You can do pizzas and burgers right through to fine French cuisine.
It sounds great. I put a link to your blog all about New Caledonia and all your favourite things to do in Noumea on my Facebook page, Andrew Dickens at ZB. Megan Singleton, I thank you. Still to come, sport with Tony Veitch. Tony Ryle, outgoing Health Minister, on his loud shirts, his career in politics, and the mega trends in health. Still to come.